So, coming back to our posture. Settling the body in a state of relaxation and uprightness. Being naturally clear and luminous, we fully make contact with our body, bringing all our mindfulness into the body, embracing whatever arises in this field of the body with our awareness. Engaging in the present moment right now with a sense of curiosity, a sense of vigilance. And while we are fully aware of this moment, we cultivate this feeling of appreciation for whatever arises, allowing ourselves to be at ease, but fully awake, highly aware. Recognizing whatever resistance or tension we might hold in the body. Doing ourselves the favor to fully release that. Fully coming to rest by letting go of excitation, excitement. With every out-breath. With every in-breath, cultivating this basic sense of knowing that we are here and aware. And then we can cultivate a motivation that is not so much looking for our own happiness right now, wanting ourselves to have a good meditation in order to feel good, secure, or doing the right thing. But we know that it is for the long-term goal that we do this meditation, wanting to fully recognize our own full potential of compassion and wisdom, for the long-term goal of becoming an awakened being that perfectly knows how to benefit others. Because we live in a world that where we are totally dependent on the kindness of other sentient beings. Even just to stay alive for one day. So making this connection from the heart to other living beings, including them in our meditation, wanting to develop ourselves in order to repay this kindness we have received since beginningless time. If we can settle in this motivation of bodhicitta, this meditation becomes so powerful, limitlessly powerful, because it includes everyone, everything. Training in meditative equipoise in order to be of benefit to others. And with this most meaningful aspirations in mind, we bring our awareness to the movement of our breathing, the constant flow of breathing in and breathing out. And we bring our attention to the area of our abdomen, and we train the mind in single-pointedly being with the sensations of the breath in the area of the abdomen. The rise and fall of our abdomen. The pause in between that. Holding this experience with all our focus and an equanimous, relaxed state of mind. And whenever we notice our mind has wandered away from our object of concentration, without grasping, without clinging, by simply relaxing and releasing this distraction, we gently come back, refocusing our awareness on our object. Observing the breath as it is, not as we want it to be in any particular way, but uncontrolled, unforced. We observe the physical sensations that arise, taking a step back from wanting to control the situation. But with space in the mind, we choose to observe this single-pointedly. Developing this continuity of awareness, holding your object. If you wish to readjust for a few moments or stretch your legs, you can do so now, quietly. And as you settle back in, it's good to always remember that the nature of the mind is clear, is luminous, spacious. It's like the clean, clear sky. So within this spaciousness, we concentrate, we direct our focus, but without forcing the focus on something. We much rather stay with our object within this spaciousness, with all our awareness. Having a relaxed and upright body, our forehead open and spacious. Coming back to rest with our object. Being highly aware and fully awake with it. And then we move our attention, bringing it from the abdomen up to the area of our nostrils. The very small area just above our upper lip, to the tip of your nose. The actual entrance, the doors of the nose. And as you keep letting your body breathe itself in its very own rhythm, you simply become aware of the very subtle sensations that arise in this area while you breathe in this natural way. Observing the subtle sensations of the breath in the area of the nostrils. We let go of being interested in thoughts or mental events that pass through our mind. We drop that, let that go. We know they are there, but we do not get involved in them in any way. We have all our awareness with our object. So we have to make a strong determination not to leave this object with all our focus and an equanimous state of mind. And if you have forgotten again, you can give yourself a smile and simply remember coming back, applying all your mindfulness. Now and then, continuously refining your concentration, using introspection to control the quality of your concentration. Remembering that meditation is not happening through pressure, but through increasing our interest in this very moment, right now. Not holding your object too tight, but also not too loose. And whatever hardships may occur, whatever gross sensations we might feel in our body, we can develop this mind that knows how to be okay with this. To relax with that, knowing that this is just sensation. Not getting emotional about it, not rejecting, but simply getting some interest in that too. This is how it is. It's interesting that it is like this. Making a strong determination not to lose contact for one more minute of silent shamatha meditation. And then we bring our meditation to a close with thoughts of dedication. Dedicating our positive potential, knowing that we have created the cause here for our mind to fully develop this ability of meditative equipoise, calm abiding. May this become a cause to that this realization, this ability, fully ripens within us. So we can use this refined mind as a tool to apply it to make our vipassana practice most effective. In this way we can be sure that we definitely created the cause for full enlightenment here. Dedicating this positivity to all sentient beings. Remembering that we ourselves, of course, are included in that.